Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Also get you a square on the pool for the Monday night game. You can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 as the New York Giants play the New England Patriots. And at 6:30, we throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. He'll have on with him Bobby Hebert, along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. And the guest tonight will be running backs coach Joe Thomas. Want to say this because I know it's being reported in a few spots that Blake Baker has agreed to be the new defensive coordinator under Lane Kiffin. He's the old defensive coordinator. But this afternoon, Blake Baker met with officials at Tulane University.
To be the head coach?
Right, to be the head coach. Remember, Blake is a former linebacker. Guess where he went to school?
At Tulane.
So I think this was probably, Bob, a deal where it was, hey, look, if you don't land the head coaching job at Tulane or anywhere else, come back to LSU.
Well, very similar to Lane Kiffin. You look at past history. When Coach Ho was the head coach at LSU, Lane Kiffin was going to be the offensive coordinator at LSU. He promised Coach Ho, I'm coming to LSU unless I get a head job. Now, Mr. Sexton got him a head job at Florida Atlantic, FAU. You remember this? Is
Florida Atlantic, yeah.
Yeah, so he got a head job. He said, I'll come unless I get a head job.
And I think maybe Nick Saban sort of pushed Jimmy to say, hey, get Lane a head coaching job at Florida Atlantic.
I don't want him going to LSU and have to face him.
Exactly.
And then to show your love-hate relationship, whatever, Nick Saban knew that Coach Kiffin knows what the hell he's doing, or he wouldn't have hired him to run their offense to win a national championship.
Now, he did fire him because he felt like you're spending way too much time being the head coach at Florida Atlantic instead of working for us to get a national championship.
Yeah.
But, hey, listen, that's all water under the bridge.
Yeah.
I think he pushed, and I think not even a little bit, I think quite a bit, to get Lane Kiffin to go to LSU. I don't think there's no doubt of that. You heard him on game day, and it's almost like he was doing the PR.
Well, I can tell you, you don't know everything. You have an expertise on one side of the ball. And I'm going to tell you this out of respect, that the greatest coach in college football history is Nick Saban. Okay? It didn't work out in the NFL. But Lane Kiffin can run circles around Nick Saban on offense. Now, you got to surround yourself with people that know that side of the ball. That's why Nick Saban brought Lane Kiffin on board. And he all might say, he might be screaming, run the ball more, run the ball. Not so much what plays. Okay, we throw it too much. Run the ball more. Okay? And on the flip side, Lane Kiffin needs to surround himself with top defensive coaches. That's why he talked about his dad and all the Pete Carroll, all these defensive mentors.
And okay. Ed Orgeron.
Yeah. Well, what do you hate more from a defensive perspective, how offense is trying to attack you? Well, that's what it is. You want to get all this knowledge, but it's like you don't know everything. So the same thing when you talk about from an offensive defensive perspective that Coach Kiffin does not know, like, anything what Saban knows about defense. But you get the right people around you.
That's the important thing. And that's why Pete Golding, who's from Hammond, Louisiana, coached at Southeastern, is now the head coach at Ole Miss. He turned the defense over to Pete Golding. One of the things, about a month ago, we had Coach O on with us on a Thursday night. And Charlie kept it for us, and I'll put it on my X account and also on Facebook. I posted it about an hour ago. But listen to Coach O talking about what's the big difference in Lane Kiffin and what he brings to the table as an offensive play caller. Coach, I know you've had a long-term sort of relationship because you won the staff at USC together and then at Tennessee and then back to USC with Lane Kiffin. Your thoughts on the coaching job, what Lane has done at Ole Miss? It's really been remarkable, and I was telling this to Deuce. I thought what they did last week against Oklahoma, that may have been his best overall coaching job I've ever seen Lane do on both sides of the football.
Yeah. I agree with you, Mike. For him to win those 10-win seasons at Ole Miss and doing the job that he's doing, and personally, I know him well. His personal life, man, he's doing fantastic. And, you know, Lane's an excellent coach. You know, one thing about Lane is that on the field, he sees all 22, and it's in slow motion to him. You know, Mike, I was a lineman. I look at the lineman. Lane can know what everybody's doing, and you see how patient he is. He figures out what people are playing him, how he's playing him. He goes for the mismatch, and he goes for the juggler. He's a great coach.
That was Coach O about a month ago talking about, okay, your expertise. His was along a defensive line, but he watched offensive, defensive line. Lane can see all 22 players and figure out where you get the mismatch.
Well, as you mature as a head coach, you have to remember, you know how we look at Kellen Moore, a youngest head coach in the NFL, what, 38? I think Lane Kiffin was like 31.
With the Raiders.
So you look at, okay, as you process and you mature as a coach, okay, you have to play. It's like a chess match. If you look at it, like playing checkers, they play in chess. Okay, if I was a defense, how would try and stop our offense and then vice versa? So you look at the plays and you talk to top defensive coaches. Okay, how would you stop that? And they'll tell you where their weaknesses are and how to attack it. So that's the best against the best. It's always you try and have the right play on at the right time, and there's nobody better right now at college football, I know, than Lane Kiffin. Now, in the NFL, no, they got a bunch of Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Like you look at McVay with the Rams.
Sean Payton,
Shanahan, and all. Now, are you patient enough? He screwed Atlanta by not running the ball then to beat the Patriots, but we love it as Saints fans. But, you know, so you can look like in college football, that's a small fraternity. You might have, okay, a little less than a handful. Well, in the NFL, truly, you have a handful plus that are on that level.
You're not one of one.
The best of the best, exactly.
Bob, triple option.
Okay, triple option. Mike, you know, I thought this was interesting. And I don't know, I guess I wanted to toot my horn a little bit because as you get older, you know, I want to recollect or remember. You know what award I won in 1996? The Ed Block Courage Award. Hey, bro, you mean you telling us you were courageous? Yeah, I was courageous in 1996. The reason why I'm bringing this up, less than a year removed from a major knee injury that threatened to end his career, Taysom Hill has been named the New Orleans Saints 2025 Ed Block Courage Award winner. The award was created in honor of the former Baltimore Colts athletic trainer Ed Block. It is given annually to one player from each of the 32 NFL teams who best exemplifies a commitment to sportsmanship and courage. Now, Taysom Hill's teammates voted for him because of his commitment to making it back to the field after he suffered a torn ACL against the Rams, I remember, in December of last year. I thought he wouldn't come back till November. He returned to the field in Week 5 against the Giants, if you remember. Now, that's why I wanted to do this. Kellen Moore, if we're not winning anything, put Taysom Hill where he can catch the ball. Bob, what are you talking about? I'm going to tell you why. Okay, with 39 more yards receiving, Taysom Hill will become the third player in NFL history and the first in the Super Bowl era to record at least 200 yards passing, 2,000 yards rushing, and 1,000 yards receiving in his career. He only needs 39 more yards. The others are Hall of Famers, Charlie Trippi. I know y'all heard of Charlie Trippi, good old Charlie Trippi, and Bob Horschenmeier. Played in the 1940s and 50s. Yeah. Now, think about that, and that's where Taysom Hill's at. Now, he's going to be honored along with the other 31 recipients of the Ed Block Courage Award in Baltimore this spring. I remember when I went in 1997 to that award show. Boy, Baltimore, they really boys had a spread. It was awesome. You got to be elected by your teammates. That's when I was cut on. My elbow was all jacked. I mean, I knew what to do mentally, but I couldn't throw no more. Richard Dent heard me with the Bears, my damn elbow. Anyway, but went to Baltimore, and I remember I must have ate four or five different things dealing with blue crab. You know, you wouldn't believe all the blue crabs that get sent to Baltimore.
From down here?
From Louisiana.
There's two refrigerated trucks that go on the bayou every week.
There's not enough blue crab in Chesapeake Bay to service Baltimore. How they make, man, I said, Louisiana, we really the blue crab capital of the world. Not Baltimore, but they love their blue crab there, I can tell you that.
We'll be back to finish it up here on the second guest show from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Finishing up here on the second guest show, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We want to tell everybody at 6:30, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and it'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host, and he'll have Bobby along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Guest tonight will be Saints running backs coach Joe Thomas, and then at 7:30, Monday Night Football, the New York Giants, New England Patriots, and you can hear all of that right here on the Big 870 WWL. Before we finish it up, want to congratulate the Cajun Cannon. He became a grandpa again, Thanksgiving Day, and that was a little twist to it. Cammy had a little boy, and the name, his first name is Cannon. Cannon. Well, David?
Daniel.
Daniel Miller. So if he don't go by Cannon, he can go by CDM.
Yeah, I get CDM New Orleans Coffee.
How about that? Man, congratulations. And my daughter told me, we Facebook friends, her and Cammy, and she said she was starting to give indications that it was going to be something involved with you.
Yeah.
But she said, I could never figure it out. But how about that? Cannon.
Yeah, he's right on the 9 pounds, so a big boy. And I don't know. It just sounds good. I mean, you know, she lives in California. It sounds kind of Hollywood, like an actor. Cannon Miller. No, it just sounds Hollywood.
Thank you for listening, and thank you also for all the people talking about that we were able to play the Kiffin
Press Conference. Seven grandkids.
Oh, seven of them. How about that? We appreciate you guys.
And Bulls, my boy in St. Louis is going to have one in January.
So that might be it. That'll be an eight.
Four girls, four boys.
Well, hey, keep your dial tuned to the Big 870 WWL. Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.